If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And that's where we'll spend most of today. And I want us to look at healing and forgiving and getting better. Getting better. And really, today's message is titled Internal Medicine. Doctors in the house, don't get me if I'm wrong on some of this stuff, okay? Internal medicine. And we need to make sure that our bodies are healthy. Okay, now that doesn't mean if they're unhealthy that God can't use us where we are, but He desires, if we have any say-so in the matter, He desires for us to be healthy. So I want us to look at our healing on the inside. Now we know from the Scriptures, we can paint ourselves to look good on the outside, but if the inside's dirty, that doesn't mean anything, right? So keep that spot in Psalm 103. And turn over real quick to Matthew 23. We'll look real quick there, but keep your finger in Psalm 103 because we're coming right back to it. But when we're hurting on the inside and we have problems going on the inside, our healing is hindered if we don't fix those things inside. Our healing is possibly stopped, and our healing is still hurting even though we want to get better. But we have to fix the inside first. When you're sick, a couple things happen. When you're sick, four things happen when you go visit the doctor. Now notice I said four things happen when you go visit the doctor. If you don't visit the doctor, we got a problem out of the gate. Okay? And we're self-medicating. And I'm not saying for those of you that believe, hey, there's some health food, and I get that. But I'm just saying, just follow along the lesson if you would. We're self-medicating ourselves if we don't go visit the doctor when we're sick. So assuming we go to the doctor and we acknowledge something's wrong with us, and he gives us a prescription. We do one of four things. We ignore the physician. And we don't go get the medicine. I don't need it. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just trying to make money. I don't know. I'm just saying all the things that my mother-in-law has said over the years. Okay? And she pulls out a book twice as thick as my Bible and says, I think it's this. So she's trying to do her own medicine. Now, bookstores are full of self-help, self-healing, and I get that. There's a lot of things we can do for self-help. There's a lot of things we can do for self-healing. Again, follow along where I'm going with it and as it relates to the message today. They give us a prescription. Number one, we ignore it. We don't go get it, and needless to say, we don't take it because we never went and got it. Number two, we get the prescription, okay, meaning we go to the drugstore and we get it. And we take it home and we set it there. And we don't do anything with it. Now we have just a bottle full of medicine and pills. So we go through the hassle of getting it. But we don't do anything with it. Or we get it. And this happens with me sometimes, but not all the time. We get it. Full bottle. That's enough. Exactly. I feel better. I'm done. I don't need the rest of it. They told me to take it all. But I don't need the rest of it because I feel better. And then the fourth thing is we get the prescription. We understand that we're sick. We go get it. We follow the orders. And we take it. We still have half a bottle left. And we say, I feel better. I don't know. They said, take it till we're done. Why do we have to take it till we're done? Because he says there's still things inside going on and it fights that stuff off. And so internally, even though we may feel better, internally, it's still going to work, but we may not be able to see or feel the evidence of it. You getting where I'm going with this, Christians? Okay? Trying to tie this with our Christian faith. Some people, they're the lost ones. They don't even know they're sick. They're out there wandering the streets. And guess what? We have to get them to the physician. We have to get them to the healer. We have to help them understand that there's a loving God that wants to make them well. And a lot of times it may not be on the outside. It may be internal things. But again, if we're not whole on the inside, it doesn't matter how we look on the outside. They're all put together. Big deal. When you're broken inside, you're the one suffering. Usually people around you don't even know this. But you're doing the silent suffering. Or we get the prescription. Hey, guys, we go to church, but we just come in and we just walk out. And we come in and we walk out and we just leave that bottle of medicine. We just leave that sitting there on the counter. And we don't do anything with that. Or we come in, we do a few things, we get involved here and there, we do a few things. I showed up and I did some things, but I still left that thing around. That means there's a lot less, there's a lot more to do. There's a lot more to our being healed. And then the last thing, hey, we come in, we get it, we show up. We apply this thing called God's Word. And we say God's Word is important in our life. And we apply it and we say, hey, this is going to make me better. We're going to have some confusion in just a minute here when we read the Scripture. But Matthew 23, you've had your finger there for about 5 minutes now. Matthew 23, verse 25 and 26. It says, woe to the scribes and Pharisees. Important people back then. It says, hypocrites. For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, he calls them. First cleanse the inside of the cup and dish that the outside of them may be clean also. Now flip back to Psalm 103. That way you don't have to keep your finger in there anymore. And the first thing he tells them is you're blind, you're a hypocrite, you're full of extortion. But what's that other thing he said? He said you're full of self-indulgence. We have to fix the inside of every one of us. Playing church is external. Being the church is internal. You get it? Playing it, dressing up, wearing the fancy clothes and makeup. Oh, I'm just so, and both my hairs are in place. That's playing church. God says, I don't care about that. Don't play church with me. He knows the difference. That's external. He says, I know your heart. I know the inside of a person. The character of a person. You want to be the church? That's the internal stuff we have to take care of. Being the church. Many play church. I'm not talking about just here. I'm talking about as Christians. We play church all the time. We show up, we're at events, we go to places, we may even lead things. But internally, we still have problems. Now let's go to Psalm 103. And I read the first verse and a half this morning as our opening scripture, our call to worship. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities or all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, we have confusion right out of the gate. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. We have to bless Him. We have to understand when it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, it says all blessings come from heaven, come from God, come from above. All good gifts come from heaven above. And so when it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, He's saying, man, we have to remember where our blessings come from. Who forgives all your sins. I prayed for many of you today as Eric and I went around and prayed. And I pray that today you receive what God has for you. You acknowledge what He tells you to acknowledge. You give Him what He's asking you to give Him. And you take from Him what He is asking you to take from Him. Sometimes we have to acknowledge something and we don't want to do that. I don't like to acknowledge when I'm lost. I don't like to acknowledge when I'm wrong. I don't like to acknowledge I'm not as smart as the next. Whatever it is. Today, I pray that we acknowledge what God tells us to acknowledge. God, I've got a problem. God, I've got something I've got to fix on the inside. Because I can't be as useful and helpful to the church body, to one another, for myself, for you all. I can't be as helpful until or unless I acknowledge that and until I work on that. Now the message, I like that. My wife has a message that she likes reading out of, and I love it. And it says, "Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless His holy name." Head to toe, that kind of covers the whole body, doesn't it? All of it. "Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, every one of them. He redeems you from hell and saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in His presence." Man, I like that. Always young in His presence. Now, one of the areas of confusion I mentioned, it says, "Who heals all your diseases." We have to be very careful. We know that we say, "God, we're going through things. God, my loved ones have gone through things. They are going through things, whatever it is. Where's my healing?" It says, "He heals." Let me go back there. It says, "He heals all your diseases." When that healing comes, and if we know our Christian faith and our Bible and His Word, it will come. Amen? It will come. Maybe not when we want it, but it will come. And when it comes, He heals all your diseases. It comes from Him when it comes. That can be confusing sometimes. He heals all diseases. God, why am I going through this? First of all, did you go to the doctor? Did you go to him, or are you still trying to self-medicate? Okay, you went to him. He gave you a prescription. Did you even go fill it? Did you even go look at it and say, "What am I to do?" Go to God in prayer and all things. Oh, my Lord. Twice a day, four times a day, every day, whatever it says, did you do it? Did you follow His plan? His prescription for you and for I, did we follow it? Did we take it all? Or did we leave some on the table? Confusion comes there. And let me tell you, the enemy is just waiting. The enemy is hanging out waiting for that. And it goes on in verse 6, and it says, "The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed." God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. God puts victims back on their feet. And you may feel like you are a victim today. You may be a victim of your own doing. But He says, "I will put you back on your feet. And He will give us a solid ground with which to stand on." He made known His ways to Moses in verse 7, His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Slow to anger. Abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. Listen carefully to verse 10, church. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, meaning our punishment could be much greater. Nor has He punished us according to our sins, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards those who fear Him, as far as the east is from the west. Eric mentioned this last week. One of our elder Philip Bellflower's favorite phrases, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And God says, "Man, I know what you've done. I know who you are. I know where you've been. I know all about you. But I'm not going to deal with you the way I should. I'm going to show you my grace and my mercy. And I feel this is the same thing as he shows us comfort. Why? So that we can show others comfort in their time of need. He shows us his grace and mercy so that we may show it to others who need and deserve it. Oh, deserve. Who need it. God says, you don't deserve it, but I'm giving it to you anyway. So we have to be careful when we put that thing, say, they don't deserve my grace and my mercy. They don't deserve my forgiveness. They don't deserve my understanding. Nor do we. Nor do we deserve that from God today or any other day. But we have a loving God that created us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Verse 15. As for man, his days are like grass as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. Then there's verse 16. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. 6 months of the year are gone. They're behind us. The other day at work, a meeting every Monday, we go through good news. What's good news that's happened to you? And I said, half the year's gone. Let's talk about what did we accomplish in those first 6 months. Because we can real quickly and easily make a list of things we didn't get done. Usually people are handing us a list of things we didn't get done. Well, you said you were going to clean. You said you were going to fix. You said you were going to do this at work, at home, wherever. It's good every now and then to stop and say, what did we accomplish? Half the year is gone. We've got another half left. What did we do with each one of those days we were given? What did we do? Did I help anyone? Was I encouraging? Was I discouraging? Was I kind and considerate and compassionate? Was I mean and hateful and angry? What did I do with those days? As for man, his days are like grass as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. He remembers us. When others forget us. The message again says he showed Moses how he went about his work, opened up his plans to all Israel. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. Could you imagine if he paid us back in full? I don't want to think about that. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. Says men and women don't live very long. The wildflowers, they spring up and blossom. But the storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. Says God's love, though, is ever and always eternal present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children as they follow his covenant ways and remember to do whatever he said. God has set his throne in heaven. He rules over us all. He is the king. So bless God, you angels, ready and able to fly at his bidding, quick to hear and do what he says. Quick to do what he says. Remember, as Jesus walked around and he's calling the disciples, said, drop your nets and come follow me. Boom. Immediately, it says, they went and followed him. It goes on to say, bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, and all of his domination, and all his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I want us to think about a couple things today. And I want us to think in our daily routine of life. And it gets going pretty quick sometimes. But I want us to think about this phrase. I shall praise God because He is fill in the blank. Imagine each day if you woke up and just answered that question. I should praise God because He is whatever. Because He is holy, He is forgiving, He is merciful, He is good, He is compassionate, He is mighty, He is majestic. Fill in the blank. Because He is healer. Because He is redeemer. Who redeems your life from destruction, it says. The internal part is what God needs to fix on some of us. We've got the outside pretty good. We're working on it. We can talk right. We can walk right. We can act right. But inside, when we're still broken, we're not able to help others as effectively. Notice I didn't say it all because I think we can, but not as effectively as if the inside in us was healed. So we have to think, I should praise God because He is what? That's the why. Because He's loving, gracious, because He's creator of all. I love that. We talk about putting on the new man. When we receive Christ, we all put on the new man. When we put on the new man, we still have to work on the old man, which is the internal man. And there's things that we need to lay down at Jesus' feet. And there's things we need to acknowledge and confess out of our mouth, with our tongue. There's things that we need to do. So I want us to think about the scripture today and see what it tells you. And I want us to think about these three things. Who God is. What is the scripture today in Psalm 103? Who is God? What God does for us. What does God do for us? And what does God expect of His people? What does He expect from us? We are His sons and daughters. Amen? He expects things from us. Parents expect things of their children. God is the same thing. He is our Father, and He expects things of us. Now we have to think today in reference to our medicine we talked about in the beginning. The lost are the ones that don't even realize they're sick. They're out wandering the streets. I say wandering the streets. They could be wandering in our own homes, our workplaces, our schools. But the other ones are the ones that go, but they don't get the prescription. They don't get it. They're still trying to self-medicate. And they're still trying to handle it on their own. And they're still going to their friends and Facebook instead of going to God's Word and saying, what are we doing here? Well, my friend said, if you just take two of these a day, you'll be okay. Is your friend a physician? You see, our physician is the one that wrote this. Doctor's handbook. And I get Dr. Spock knows everything. Okay, the baby doctor. But we've got a greater physician that knows more. And He's given us a prescription that says, you've got to do this, and you've got to do it all the way. You've got to do it to the full. We're going to pray here in just a moment. And we're going to pray over those things that God works on the internal man. When we're done with that, we're going to have a baby dedication. And we're going to sing an amazing song. We've already sung amazing songs. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Your Word is so strong. Your Word is powerful to us. But God, Your Word says to follow Your prescription, to follow Your ways, those who fear the Lord. God, Your Word also says those that do things halfway are lukewarm, like the lukewarm church. It says God would rather vomit them out than have them. God, today help us understand where we are in reference to our visit to the doctor. Help us focus on the question, I should praise God because He is. Help us stay focused on that during the upcoming week. Then help us as we look and review Psalm 103, as we go back and reference it throughout the week, that we understand who God is, what God does, and what God expects of us. Heavenly Father, today, help us understand that. Help us begin our healing process to know You and follow You. We ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen.